Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Office hymn 559. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Psalm 68 takes a while to get to the temple, but why go to the temple to pray at all? Well, you go to the temple because that is where God is, and where he has made his beachhead of holiness. The Lord sanctified his temple, just as he sanctified the tabernacle of Moses, Sinai. He made it holy by the sacrifices and by his promises. Through the blood of atonement, holiness was enacted at his temple. Sin was covered. The priests were made holy themselves. The altar that they served at was made holy. And God gave access to his holiness on earth. The prayers were rendered holy that his people offered, able to be brought before God's holy presence with a pleasing aroma. And God bestowed then his holiness and his peace on his people with the words that you know so well. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. But what a different way that Pharisee comes to the temple. He comes not to receive anything, but to boast of much. He comes to give thanks, not for God's holiness, but for his own. He comes to bring before God his own blessings, his achievements, as if they were merits. He even does it by stepping on the head of a few people around him, even of that tax collector. Thank you, God, that I'm not like him. This Pharisee does not come to be sanctified by God at all. He does not come trusting in the Lord who covers sin, but in himself. He comes to offer a sacrifice so that he may win God's pleasure and favor as his right, not coming to receive it as a beggar. And that's why, don't miss it, he does not go down to his house justified at all. By contrast, the tax collector comes humbled. He knows his sin. He acknowledges that he is, of course, not holy in himself. And that's why he comes. He comes in need. He comes seeking what God alone can give, since God alone is holy. That's the difference. He comes seeking the sanctification of that temple. He comes seeking the propitiation of God's holy sacrifice as his holy beachhead, the altar in Jerusalem. And he comes with this faithful prayer that you know well. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that is the sort of faith that enables him to go down to his house justified. St. Paul teaches this also in the epistle that was read this past Sunday as well, half of which we know very well, and the conclusion of which is often left out. By grace you have been saved through faith, This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are God's great achievement, Paul says. We are God's great achievement. But not in all of our amazingness, not in all of our inherent holiness and our wonderfulness, but we are his great achievement in our great redemption that he has done for us. He has done all of the works that are holy. He has done the righteousness. He has done the saving. And we are the ones whom he has saved. We are the ones created anew in Christ Jesus through his atoning death and his life-giving resurrection. And thus we are created anew for good works. It's for this reason that we talk as Christians about good works as the fruits of faith. Salvation is not the result, that is, the fruit of good works, but good works are the result, the fruit of salvation. Good works are not necessary for salvation. Good works are necessary from salvation. The Lord sanctifies us by faith, just as he did this tax collector in the parable. Holiness is not our own achievement. We do not work our way into holiness. God bestows it upon us in Christ Jesus. He forgives our sins. He has mercy on us. He propitiates and atones for us. He covers us with his own righteousness. And thus, in such faith, trusting in Jesus, our true sacrifice, for all mercy given to us as a gratuitous gift, we go down to our house, right with God, justified, made holy in him. And out of this undeserved salvation, from this atoning sacrifice, we are given the Holy Spirit who works in us new life. This is the way of God's holiness. It's not ours by right or by nature. It is ours as a gift received by faith. We seek it, we find it in him. And in the promises of his blood that is poured out for us. And from this holiness that he bestows on us comes then the marvelous sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in us, which brings forth even more of his sacred workmanship in the works that he has prepared for us to walk in. For this, his workmanship in us, his workmanship that is us, we may give him thanks. We do that not by putting ourselves forward as the magnificent ones, but by owning and acknowledging him as the Savior of sinners. His true saints sing a song and a prayer not about their own holiness, even though they go by the name saint. Our own holiness can justify and sanctify no one. That's why we sing songs about his holiness, by which we do go also to our homes justified. This is what we sing every Sunday. I hope you think of it differently from now on. That we go down to our homes justified after we have sung the Gloria Nescelsis and everything that flows from it. Where we say, you only are holy. You only are the Lord. You only, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.